For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook. Poop on the text box says, sorry I just tuned in, but tell me why them boys got me so hype when they hit the student section with that gator chomp. These guys were aggressive puppies last year. Now we got some big dogs. Well, I mean, they have confidence, and they should have confidence. They've worked their tail off, and they're seeing the kind of the fruits of their labor, and they have that swag, and I like it. I like this team having swag and having confidence and you know, like savoring the moment and like looking forward to going in other people's gyms and other people's homes and beating them. Like, that reminds me so much of Casey Clawson. And that's what great teams will have to do. You can't just always play at home. You got to bring that juice on the road. And if you're doing that on the road, guess how you're going to play maybe some of these neutral site games, SEC tournament and in tournament. So I like to see this. I like to see this attitude from this team. They certainly deserve it. Ken says, here's Doug's quote. Quote, I never believed ever that T. Martin was in the picture of being hired on Tennessee staff for any reason at any position. And I certainly don't believe that now. They might hire him today, but I seriously doubt it. Quite honestly, Swain, sound like he had an axe to grind. I don't. And then when Ken said, what's up with that? I don't know, man. I don't know about any of that stuff. That's interesting. That is interesting. It's wrong and interesting, too. But Brad says, going to be great to see T. Martin on the Vol Walk. Go through the Vol Walk again. Bo Phil, being named AD, started to right the ship. He brought in a real football coach. Now there's excitement to come to Tennessee, whether you're a coach or a player. I'm breaking out the Kool-Aid, the orange Kool-Aid I've been saving for years and drinking it. I like it. D-Rabio 6, so we're not done with this staff yet. What's the possibility we send Winky packing and grab a big running back recruiting stud alum perhaps as well? There's always going to be talk about anybody who played here, who's coaching, who's having success. Their name will always be tied to this job. You know, we'll see what happens. But as far as Chris Winkie, I mean, you look at him having maybe some ties to Mike Locksley at Maryland. I think Maryland is going to possibly get a coach maybe from Tennessee because of Pruitt and Mike Locksley's ties and this staff kind of being really tied from their time at Alabama. There's going to be some movement with this staff. I mean, you're going to add T. Martin. Something got to give, right?
Something has to.
That's going to happen. It's just really a matter of time and kind of where this coach or coaches where they go. That answers Rev Butler's question, are we losing a coach to make room for T? That's more than likely going to happen. That's going to happen. So that should kind of materialize over the next 24 to 48 hours again. You should hear some news about some movement with this staff. And if you're kind of sitting there going, man, you know, this movement, this is not good. It happens. It happens. You have coaches that want to be head coaches. You have assistants that want to be coordinators. And so that happens. It's kind of a part of the deal these days. There's so much money going around. Everyone is trying to chase Alabama. Everyone saw Clemson beat Alabama. They've won 2 in 3 years. And there's a push, not just by SEC schools. They got money, but teams like Michigan and, you know, programs like Maryland and Ohio State and Texas. And, you know, everyone's making a push because they know that Alabama's kind of vulnerable right now. And they're willing to pay people from the Nick Saban tree, people that was associated with Nick Saban, money. And Pruitt has some of those guys on his staff that were part of Nick Saban's staff. So Chris Winkie possibly could leave, and some other coaches who was tied to championship teams could be looking other places too. So it's kind of part of it.
If T. Martin replaces David Johnson, it will be an upgrade. If T. Martin replaces Chris Winkie, it will be an upgrade. And that's not because T. Martin is a former Vol. It is because I think T. Martin is a better recruiter than both of those two. And if not equal, I think T. Martin is a better coach than David Johnson. At least T. Martin has a better track record.
Yeah, he has a better track record.
In terms of guys that he's
put in the league. They're both really good. They're both really good receiver coaches.
I don't want to take anything away from David Johnson. I think he's a tremendous X's and O's coach on the field. But T. Martin's a better recruiter. And I said this yesterday on RTI's live show. Outside of the head coach, T. Martin is the best two-way coach on staff. When you look at recruiting and coaching on the field, two-way is used a lot in basketball in terms of Jordan Bowden is probably Tennessee's best two-way player in the sense that he's a terrific defender and a terrific offensive player. When you relate it to the coaching staff, I think T. Martin's the best two-way coach on staff when you look at his recruiting ability and his ability to coach up his receivers.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that statement.
I think Brian Niedermeyer is close behind. And
yeah, Brian's really first time coaching on the field. Exactly. He's always been really strong in recruiting. So and then you look at Charles Kelly, who is a former defensive coordinator, and he's sneaky good in recruiting. Chaney is a good coach, but I mean T. Martin recruiting is through the charts, and he has a lot of players in the league. So I'm cool with that statement, 100%. 95%.
Well, then we can't say 95% because then that would mean it's not true.
865-255-03 B Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Who we got there?
We've got Rod and Andy.
Rod, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you doing? You know I had a call today.
Oh, that's for sure, man. Good morning, Rod. I know you pumped about today.
You already know. I just got one. Stop, Jason. I got one statement to say to you and Bill, or one question to say to you and Ben.
Okay.
Do y'all think, or would y'all consider us now being life champions? Champions of life.
No, absolutely not, man. No, we're not.
Oh, my God.
We're not life champions.
Oh, my goodness. But I am so excited. I mean, you know what's going on. I mean, this is about to be, we're about to change the game. And I'm so happy for all of our older type fans, you know, that been on the program for a long time. I'm so happy for them. I mean, I'm happy for us, but I'm really happy for the older fans that, you know, get to have some kind of hope before they, you know, pass on, like we were just going to, you know, fade off into the distance. I'm so happy for them. But y'all have a blessed day. You know how it is. Go Vols. We'll holler at you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the phone call. Good to hear from you again, Rod. Who we got next?
Our recruiting expert, Andy.
Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm wonderful, Andy.
Well, it's going to be a crazy weekend this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
How you know that?
We got some really, really nasty kids coming in this weekend.
Hopefully they wash up.
They nasty? I don't know nasty kids coming in here, man.
Well,
that's breaking rule number one of the Swain event. Don't be nasty.
You got a 4-star dual threat quarterback
okay.
coming in. DeWine Griffin, which has been to Knoxville already before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really anxious to see if he don't make a decision because he, from what I've heard, he really likes Knoxville. So I think we got a really good chance on that. And, you know, I loved yesterday Solomon. I think his name is Kendall Solomon. Hold on a second.
Check those notes, Andy. Who you got there?
Kenny Solomon.
Kenny.
His little brother yesterday went to school with Tennessee clothes on.
Woo!
With his thing around his neck that he went to Tennessee with when his past. I was like, man, that just brought, like, tears of joy to my face, like, seeing that little kid. I was like,
Andy, you wasn't crying. Was you crying, Andy? You said tears of joy. Were you crying?
No, I wasn't crying.
But you said you was crying, though.
What? That right there, I'm like, that little man right there knows where his brother needs to go.
Oh man, yeah, Kenny Sullivan, man, he's a fast, speedy corner, runs a 4.340, and
ranked the number 2,650th overall player in the country.
Hey, 4.340. 4.340, 6 foot. I know Pruitt has said this before, that he can take anybody with some skills and turn him into a really good corner. I know he said that. So,
I know, it's just funny.
Yeah, 4.340, 6 foot. You got two dudes there, and Pruitt and T-Fair. Make him a corner. Make him a good corner.
10.7 second, 100 meter.
Bring him on board. Bring him on board. You cool with that, Andy? We cool if you get Kenny Sullivan?
I've watched a lot. I was watching his highlights the other day, and I was like, man, it looks pretty good. So
good.
I like him a lot.
Good. Oh, man, Andy, well, I'm glad you're excited, man. I'm glad you're excited. A lot of recruits coming in town over the next couple of weeks, and now you're adding T. Martin to the staff to go and recruit. I know that you'll be happy with some of these results, National Signing Day.
You know, that's what I said before. I'm really happy for T to be back because it really cleans the bridges up of how he's been treated, so to say. And he deserves the respect. And I'm glad he's home. And I'm just ready to see what this staff does. I think we are about to wreak havoc. Absolutely wreak havoc that nobody wants to see happen. Other fan bases, so to speak.
Well, Andy, thanks for the phone call, man. Thanks for the phone call. 865-255-03. Tennessee basketball tonight, Arkansas. Duke lost last night. And, man, whew. That boy Zion went for 35-plus points. Syracuse had a great performance by one of their players. I knew when they hit that 75-foot shot to end the first half, I had a feeling Syracuse was going to win.
If you think about it, if that shot doesn't go in, Syracuse doesn't win.
Well, if Zion Williamson makes his free throws, then Duke wins.
I'm not going to hate on Zion too much. I believe he shot a high percentage for the game from the free throw line.
You know that don't matter.
But he did miss one crucial one at the end. Zion's fun to watch. A lot of people are pooping on Duke. And they were without Cam Reddish.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Jones, big time point guard, left mm-hmm. the game 5 minutes in. And I also give credence to the fact that they were in Tallahassee Saturday in a dogfight and then had to turn around and play Monday night against Jim Boeheim.
They're a great basketball team, and they'll have to adjust without their point guard Jones. But a free throw in the first half or a free throw in the beginning of the second half, in the middle of the second half, is not like a free throw when you're down one and you need two to win the game. And the shot was online. It was long. And it didn't go in. And it gave Syracuse a chance to win, and they did that. It's a great lesson for a young basketball team to kind of finish the deal when you have it. And they did that against Florida State. They took advantage of Florida State for some reason, leaving Cam Reddish wide open off of inbounds, allowing him to get his feet set, hands on the ball, and sprinkling the rim. I don't know how he's that wide open, but Duke will be good. Duke will be a force to be reckoned with later on in the season. But for Tennessee's sake, they'll have a chance to move up in the rankings if they take care of business against Arkansas tonight.
Maybe. I want to talk about this after the break.
We'll do it. Swain Event.
The Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sauteed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their hillbilly chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Join the Twain event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail. Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Brad on the text box says, Swain, seems like Memphis is loaded in the 2020 recruiting territory. Should we expect the top five class? I'm expecting one for this upcoming year. C-Tump and Athens T being added with the combination of Cheney. And them teaming up together is a huge day for UT, GBO. Oh, but remember all those days during the search that Pruitt had no idea what he's doing. Or maybe he does. Wow. Amazing week of additions on the staff. A. Carter 3, I'm so happy for the direction of the Vol football program is going. I grew up in the 90s when Tennessee football was great. I now have a 2-year-old son who will grow up with Tennessee being back on top in college football. Love the show. Go Vols. And Ben, before the break, you know, we teased a little bit of conversation about Tennessee basketball. They do play tonight against Arkansas, and Duke lost. At the end of the day, we understand this stuff doesn't matter. It's about the ranking at the end of the season, but it is fun to talk about. You know, you do have some some games this weekend. Teams who are ranked above Tennessee and some teams who are ranked slightly below Tennessee, and it could shake up the top five.
We do, and we've had some mention of it in the text box. Obviously, with number one Duke losing last night, the thought is that Duke will automatically fall in the AP poll. But on Saturday, they host number four Virginia, and it's an interesting situation because if Duke were to beat number four Virginia, who is 15-0 on the season, I could see a situation to where Duke is not dropped from a top the top spot, or if they are, if they do fall, maybe it's just to the number two spot. Or on the flip side, if Virginia goes to Duke and upsets the Blue Devils, I could see Virginia leapfrogging Tennessee into that number one, number two spot because they are undefeated on the season. And though Duke did just lose last night, it would still be a win over the number one team in America. So, and then you also have Michigan, who is currently the number two team at 17-0. They travel to Wisconsin on Saturday at noon. And according to ESPN's projections, they're only giving Michigan a 43% chance of winning that basketball game. So, like you said, Swain, this at the end of the day, it does not matter. And the Tennessee basketball team should not be talking about this. But we as fans, it is fun to talk about. We as fans, we want to see Tennessee the number one team in the country because it's always beautiful to see the number one next to your team's name. I mean, just everything that comes with it, it is cool from a fan base perspective because you can brag about your favorite team. But I don't think it's as much of a given that Tennessee will move up to the number one or the number two spot as we may have thought last night when Duke did lose to Syracuse.
You know, I'm torn. You know, I go back and forth on, do I want this team and program to have the number one ranking, or do I want this team to continue to be overlooked and have a chip on their shoulder? Because I turn on television when Duke is number one, and all they do is talk about Zion Williamson, Barrett, Reddish, and how great this Duke team is. And I like our basketball team with a chip on the shoulder. I think this basketball team can handle that number one ranking, though. They can handle success. They've done a good job of handling it so far, having that X on their back. I'm torn, man. I don't know if I want them to be number one, but Tennessee basketball program is a program that, you know, this is unfamiliar territory for us. And the last time we were number one, we didn't get a chance to really enjoy it, but for a few hours. So part of me wants them to achieve that number one ranking, but other part of me wants them to continue to be disrespected and go out there each and every night wanting to prove people wrong.
Right. I go back to two things about Tennessee being ranked number one in the country. The first being yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, during Rick Barnes' press conference, he was asked if he has been pleased or if he has thought that his team has handled all of the hype well. And he essentially said that, yes, I do think my team has done a good job of handling all of the hype. It was uncharted territory over the summer with all the preseason hype Tennessee was receiving. And he went on to say essentially that he does believe that his team has handled everything about as well as they can. On the flip side of that, or the second part to that, I go back. I was watching the Alabama-LSU game the night of Tennessee beating Missouri. It was actually as I was digesting the Jim Chaney news, and I was listening to Andy Kennedy on the call, former Ole Miss head coach, and he is currently a color commentator for the SEC Network, does a great job analyzing SEC basketball. And he said, as they were kind of recapping what was going on in the SEC that night, he was talking about Tennessee, and he said, Tennessee has as good of a chance to win a national championship as anybody, but I truly believe that they are the hungriest out of the group. Mm-hmm. And to me, that tells me that Tennessee is more than capable of handling that number one ranking. So I agree with you. I still want Tennessee to have that chip on their shoulder, but I don't think if Tennessee were to be ranked number one that chip is going to go away. because at the end of the day, these guys still have a lot to play for and a lot to prove to themselves, in the sense of nobody thinks Admiral Schofield is an NBA player outside of Knoxville. Nobody thinks Grant Williams is an NBA player outside of Knoxville. You mentioned yesterday that you think Jordan Bowden can be an NBA player. I promise you nobody outside of Knoxville thinks that. So even individually, their team goals that there are people out there saying, oh, it's just Tennessee basketball. They're not the best team in the country. But they still have that chip on their shoulder. So I do think that they could handle the number one ranking.
Yeah, hopefully they can, man. I'm over here laughing because Amari Rogers tweeted out, he retweeted Chris Lowe's report and said, catch me in Knoxville every weekend this offseason.
Uh-oh.
With the laughing emoji. And
you didn't have to do that, Amari.
I know it's about to happen now, man. I hope he's ready for his mentions to be blown up. I'm over here sitting kind of listening to, oh, not listening, but watching his mentions. And Tennessee fans and Clemson fans, they're already on it.
The very first response, just transfer. The second one, transfer. all right, this one's funny. Catch Amari at the Mickey D's in North Knoxville. may even take him to a popular spot for the chili and chips. That's funny.
It's going
to
be.
Of course, alluding to Clemson's 5-star meal that it had at the White House last night.
Yeah. We'll see, man. It's a really uncomfortable topic for
somebody,
me.
Somebody said Sunday night pickup ball at Grace.
Yes. This is uncomfortable for me. I think I'll just move on. 865-255-03. Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare. man. Woo! Man. All right, let me go to the text box. Big Orange Machinist says, I used to be skeptical about Andy's recruiting news until I got to thinking. He has called Crouch, Morse, Gray, and he's called Rice since last summer. I'm starting to think Andy may be on to something.
Hey.
Andy may be.
Andy has those sources.
Andy may be. Justin Max says, Swain, who's the lead recruiter on Pickens? It looks to me that Pruitt might sign more than just 4 recruits. He might. I want to say that's Charles Kelly.
24/7 doesn't even list Tennessee as a team that George Pickens is interested in, so it does not say on there.
It doesn't have his recruiters.
It doesn't even have Tennessee under George Pickens' list of schools.
I mean, I know Niedermeyer's in Bama. Charles Kelly's in Bama because, you know, he has some ties there.
I can tell you who it's about to be.
It's about to be T. Martin. 865-255-03. We'll go back to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline after this.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Join the Swain event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail. Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain event app.
I wonder if Volstorm is sleepy, because I know he was up early this morning around 4. Volstorm, good morning. Are you sleepy?
I got up at 5:30. I didn't get up at 4.
Just, dude, you're messing up my story. Just go with it. Golly, man.
Yeah, I mean, I got up at 4 because, you know, I felt like something was happening. So I checked Twitter, and I see that Jason's acting like he's the kid at Christmas.
Waking up his friends at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Waking up
tweeting
his friends
at them.
At 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I hit up Ben. I text Chris Lowe early this morning. I'm waking up everybody. My wife texts me. I was downstairs. My wife texts me and was like, everything okay? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, baby. You right.
She texts me at 4:30. I got up at 3:45, and I came downstairs. I started doing dishes and cleaning the kitchen and getting ready for the show. Don't ask me, baby. I just need to get busy doing something. And she says, "What are you doing? Where'd you go? Everything okay?" I go, "I'm fine. Just up and can't go back to sleep." Crystal Lowe announced that T was coming to Tennessee, and she says, "Ah, okay." It went back to sleep. Thanks a lot, Volstorm, for messing up my story, man. I had you getting up at 4 a.m. because you were excited, but no, you had to go out and tell the truth about how you woke up at 5:30. And then what's worse is you woke up and you tweeted, "Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on?" Like you didn't already know.
Well, no, because I did know what was going on. I'm like, I'm searching through Twitter, and I'm like, huh? And I'm like, okay, what's happened? And then I see all yours, and I'm like, ah, okay. And I'm like, boy, he's overly excited.
Dude, I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped.
How's your name Volstorm, and you didn't know what was going on about T. Martin coming back?
It's like this. I knew, but, you know, there's always wiggle room. So, you know.
That's what she said.
Right. So, something about the motion in the ocean or something. I don't know. So, y'all think Tyke Bill knows yet?
No. No. No chance.
No. He has no clue.
He's too busy watching Daisy Duke or Matlock or whatever it is he watches.
He stayed up till 3 a.m. watching Daisy Duke.
Yep. He has no clue.
Guys, I think this is something that's been a long time coming. I think you had a lot of Vols fans out there that had been jaded, rightly or wrongly, in regards to T, because there were a couple of other opportunities, but the fact of the matter is that, number one, the guy and any man has to look out for your family first.
Yep.
That comes before loyalty to your school, loyalty to anything else. You got to take care of your family first.
Yep.
Number two, what a waste it would have been for T to be with any of those previous staffs. With possibility of a Dooley, but, you know, most likely with the possibility of Butch. It would have been a waste. I think people would have had probably a more sour taste in their mouth. Because look how many people look at the people that were on Butch's staff, like Bajakian or your boy Coach Z, and they're just like, yeah, they're all right, but they were on Butch's staff.
Mm-hmm.
Now T is with a coach who is, he's proven, you can tell he's a coach that cares about football, he cares about recruiting, he's trying to do things the right way. You know, he's learning on the job, you know, just like any first-year employee would. You're learning on the job, but I think this is a solid hire. Been a long time coming, and hashtag welcome back T.
That's right, man. That's right. You the man, Volstorm. Thank you.
All right, boys.
Oh, I got to give you something, man.
What?
Yeah, I got some spirits I got to give you.
Yeah, I know. We gotta meet up for that. If you can stay awake.
Oh, I'll be up, man. I'm good to go. So.
All right.
I've not yawned one time since I've been up, but I can't really speak for afternoon. Afternoon, it may be a different story. And don't yawn, Ben, because you know that stuff is contagious. I'm not going to yawn. I will be just fine. I'll get with you, Bob Storm.
All right, boys.
See, what happened was I got some spirits. And I'm just, you know, I don't like it. So I'm not giving it to Volstorm.
I'm not worried about the spirits. I'm disappointed in the wifey for saying, ah, okay. Like, that was her response to being informed that T. Martin was coming back? Ah, okay.
She woke up because I woke up and, went downstairs. So she wasn't about to be up with me at 3-4 in the morning.
I'm not expecting
her to sleep.
She needed a better text reaction to being informed that T. Martin was returning.
I'm very disappointed. She'll have a reaction later. I'm sure she had one when she woke up. But when she woke up, I was already in the studio getting ready for the show. So I don't think I've seen her reaction yet. I know how excited she is for Amari, because Amari get to come home every weekend. That in off season and see his dad and brothers, and you know we saw Amari a lot when he was here, Catholic training him and stuff like that. And my oldest daughter looks at Amari like a big brother, so she was cheering her butt off of Clemson in the championship game. So I'm sure she'll have an appropriate reaction soon that will make you happy, Ben.
She better.
I'm sure I'll let her know, so that way she can roast you. I ain't gonna do with it. All I'm gonna say is, okay, baby, you right. All right, let's go back to the phones this morning. And who we got there?
We've got so many. We've got Rev.
Rev, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Everything is going on, Rev.
You know, what a day, man. Words can't describe how I feel, and I can't imagine how you and all the other former players feel about this, Swain, but it feels good not having a former used car salesman try to sell you a bullcrap story about how the culture's changed in Tennessee and this and that. And now you got a new coach up there, and he's not trying to sell that. He's making sure the proof is in the pudding. And right now, you can just feel it. It's starting to shift a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, just sigh of relief. And then you got the basketball team out here just gator chomping the Gator fan base, and the Gator fan base getting all butthurt over it. Like, what year are we living in, Swain?
I don't know, man. I don't know. 2019 is going to be a good year. By looks of things so far, for sure, man. And I saw like a Gator player that was like, I thought that was kind of low. What? All they did was the same thing that you do as a player. You do the same thing as a player is you Gator chomp, which is the taunt, opposing fan bases and other teams. But it's done to your fans who were going over the line with some of their trash talks and comments to our players. Like, man, I'm tired of all this softness in 2019, man. These kids got to toughen up.
If you don't want your fan base to get gator chomped, don't get beat in your own house.
Soft.
But I'm going to hang up and listen here just a second here. Just imagine T. Martin and Brian Niedermeyer walking in this any recruit's home.
Ooh. I'll hang up and listen.
You know why I'm here. You know why I'm here.
You know why I'm here. Sign here. Come on, let's go. Who we got next?
Vol Nation.
Vol Nation. Good morning, Vol Nation.
Morning, family. How y'all doing, man?
Wonderful.
Hey, man, I'm jacked, man. I wanted to just be, if probably not the first, but to hopefully T's listening. Thank you, T, for choosing us and coming home, man. I'm excited that you're coming. And I can't wait for you to get here. Like y'all were saying, can you imagine Niedermeyer and Coach Pruitt and T walking into a living room?
Woo!
That's going to be hot right there, boy. It's going to be something. I can't wait. But speaking earlier, y'all were talking about wife reactions. All right, I love this show. I love Swain. But Swain got me in trouble. I'm blaming Swain.
What happened?
I'm blaming Chris Lowe, and I'm blaming T. Martin. I woke up this morning. I'm the guy that woke up at 4 o'clock this morning. I get up because my phone's blowing up a little bit. I'm like, okay. And, you know, the phone's got a little light on it, right?
Yeah.
So I see all this stuff going on. I'm like, whoa, you know. So I'm starting to tweet, and I'm texting and things of that nature. And I forgot all about my wife was sleeping on the other side. And she's like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh, she starts fussing at me because I can see there's a light going on and you're tweeting. I'm like, but baby, T. Martin just came home. He's coming. And she's like, oh, well, I'm still asleep. And she was all excited for half a second. And then she started fussing again. So y'all got me in trouble this morning.
My bad.
Waking her up out of her sleep.
My bad.
But she quickly got over it. She was like, "All right, that's exciting." So she's all jacked now because we already got our hotel ready to go. We're gonna be coming up there on Wednesday night. We should be up there by about 8:30. As soon as she get off of work, she says, "Don't even gonna take the other car. We just leave the car at the job. You gonna pick me up? We rolling to Knoxville." I said, "Okay,
yes, sir.
So we can be there for NSD, man. We can't wait to get some of that dead end barbecue." And I think isn't there a game or something, basketball game that night before?
Tennessee plays Missouri at 9 o'clock that night.
So we may be able to squeeze in there. So I'm going to find me some way to get some tickets or something. And we're going to have to jump up in there and as soon as we get there, squeeze on in and watch that basketball game and enjoy the evening. And then definitely be there bright and early Wednesday morning for NSD. Because I think something special is already going on. But my expectation level right now is off the roof. You know, I can't wait. This season is going to be special. I mean, it's going to take some time. I know they can't just snap their fingers and things happen. But I think Jeremy Pruitt is putting together a special staff. You know, he did what he could last year. He worked through some things, and he's bringing in some major recruits. We still got our hands hands and our fingertips on a few others that I believe he can bring in and maybe even make a surprise or two on NSD. And so between that, but specifically the 2020 class, I'm really looking forward to seeing what that 2020 class is going to look like, because I think that's going to be a special class, and I believe that's the season that we're going to see a huge turnaround in this program. Gives all of them time to kind of, you know, get a chance to work together this coming year and really produce something special going into next season, even though this coming up season I think is going to be special as well with T being on the sideline again and everybody working together. You got Chaney. I think you'll be able to see their coaching prowess, their experience, their knowledge. I'm just jacked right now, man. So I'm really excited. And I'm really excited to see the basketball team put about 30 up on the 30 point blowout on Arkansas tonight. I'm ready. I was so excited when Duke lost. And, you know, I was tweeting up some people about that because I think they got caught up in the Zion Williams fandom. And I tell people, I thought Duke is a great team, but they're young. And Zion, he can't do it all by himself. And, you know, one minute, you know, they're squeaking by our team, and then all of a sudden they lose to Syracuse, who is a average basketball program.
Now, Vol Nation, I agree with you on all your football points. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. But I will warn you, if you're going to the Tennessee basketball game against Missouri the night before National Signing Day, do not walk in with your fist balled up. Rick Barnes and the boys may take offense to it.
Right. No. I won't do that. I'll be wearing my orange then, man, and I'm just going to be totally excited. Y'all going to be there? Y'all going?
Vol Nation, I don't even know what I'm doing after 12 today.
You know you got to go get some banana pudding, right?
Man, I can't do that every day, Vol Nation. I don't know what I'm doing after 12 today, so I would love to be there at the basketball game. We will see.
All right. Well, hey, man, if y'all get a chance to see T in town, man, just tell him how much we appreciate him, man. And I appreciate you guys. You guys, once again, are the best show in Knoxville, and I believe one of the best shows in the country because, like I said, I listen to a lot of people. I listen to a lot of shows, and you guys do a great job every day, man. So I appreciate the Swain event and all the effort y'all and work y'all put into it. Shout out to Charlie because I know he's not there today, you know, but I'm sure he's celebrating. I saw him on Twitter and hitting us up a little bit. And shout out to Concrete Vol and Caleb and all y'all. Hey, man, hopefully see y'all soon, man.
Vol Nation shouting out everybody, man. Let's who we got next?
We got DJ.
Let's get to DJ. DJ, good morning.
What's going on, Swain?
What's up?
Man, I've been sitting here on Twitter and Vol Nation this morning just looking at all the comments, and what's up with some of our fan base?
I don't know, man. Some of them thought I didn't know what I was talking about, T. Martin.
These keyboard coaches, man, they're getting terrible. But I wanted to say welcome home, T. I've been a season ticket holder for, going on 15 years now. Can't wait to get that ring back on them fingers. And let's go, Vols.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. That's going to be awkward when he bumps into Twinkie. Hey, man, last time I saw you was... Oh, never mind.
Let's not talk about that.
Hey, man, how's the weather? How you doing, man? Awkward. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproof Hotline. We will go back to that hotline, and who we got there next?
Henry.
Henry is next. Henry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Swain. How y'all doing?
Hey, Henry.
I'd like to start out just by thanking y'all. Thank you and Ben for presenting us with, you know, the backstage pass on Tennessee sports every day. Y'all do a fantastic job. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And what better way is there to lose some sleep other than hearing T. Martin is coming home?
Hey, you know what? T. Martin made my morning routine better here in my house because, you know, my wife takes the kids to school, and sometimes they get up grumpy. But, man, this morning was so smooth. I mean, they just ate their breakfast, no problems, got in the car. I mean, it was just really smooth this morning, and Ben can attest to that. He sees it every day. But, man, thank you, T, for making the morning smooth in my household.
Yes, sir. We're all blessed. We're all blessed.
That's right.
T. Martin, we love you. Juwan Jennings, we love you. Coach Chaney, we're so glad to have you back. Nothing but good, great things ahead of us in Vol Nation, basketball and football. Once again, I just want to thank you guys. You guys do a great show. We really appreciate it. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you so much. Thanks for that phone call. It really means a lot. Who we got next, Ben?
We've got Jay and then Turkey Man.
Jay, good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What's going on, Jay? What's on your mind?
Oh, I really like the T. Martin hire. And I'm thinking we win in basketball tonight.
I agree with you, Jay. I think we get it done, too.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jay, man. Hope you have a great day. Jay is right. Jay is right. I think Tennessee wins.
16-point favorites. If they limit Daniel Gafford, Tennessee will win by double digits with relative ease. It's just Arkansas had so much experience last year, and now Mike Anderson has a ton of freshmen and sophomores that he is relying on, and they are very inconsistent on the offensive end. So I think this is a big game for Kyle Alexander. His length has to give Daniel Gafford problems.
Hey, man. Even if he has 20-something points and Arkansas shoots the ball for 38% from the field, hey, man, Tennessee leads the country in field goal percentage difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that matters, man. It's a team effort. Do they have 16 more points than Arkansas? I wouldn't be surprised, man. This team got it going on. And then Jordan Bowden coming off the bench, dropping 24 the last couple games. Woo! That's your 16 right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning. Did you hang up on Turkey Man, Ben? Did you hang up on Turkey Man?
No.
During the turkey call?
I went to answer the phone and I pressed the wrong button. I'm sorry, Turkey Man. Give us a call back.
Only someone who loves Antonio Brown would hang on someone during their moment. Just, golly, think about yourself, Ben. You're stealing his moment to make it about you. All right, let's get Turkey Man back.
Hey, I've dialed. I've been dumped. I think I'm
called
by a mom.
No, you ain't been dumped, man.
Ben, yeah, I get excited. I thought I hit the wrong button. I'm telling you what, brother. We gator chopped the whole Gator Nation. I mean, everybody gator chopped. Then I sent you what I was excited about Sunday. You seen that? You seen the brother doing the baptizing. And then I get up, and number 15's coming back. And two days later, the 17's coming up, 17's coming home. And then I hear that there's a chance that old-timers like myself will have a chance to see a national championship. I got to thinking about Georgia. And the only thing they got to look forward to is Dooley coming home.
Well, Turkey Man, I want to give you
an attaboy. I love you guys. I'm out of here.
All right, see you, Turkey Man. I want to give you an attaboy. You know, you had your first baptism over the weekend, and Turkey Man is a pastor of a church, and so Turkey Man had his first baptism. So, attaboy, Turkey Man, congratulations. Let's move on. We got about a minute and a half before we got to go for today. Who's going to finish today's calls? No one?
That's just Turkey Man listening to us.
Gotcha.
Somebody's been trying to call in, but I think they're having phone issues. I can't hear them.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And my bad, Turkey Man.
Yeah, right. You did it on purpose.
I went to go answer the phone to figure out who the next caller was going to be, and instead of talking to that person, I connected them through, and that ended Turkey Man's call. So technically, I didn't hang up on Turkey Man. I just put somebody else on the line instead.
Mm-hmm. You hung up on somebody.
I did hang up on somebody. My bad.
We don't do that unless. No, we don't hang up on people. Have we ever hung up on someone before? I don't think we have.
I think I did one time. I don't remember who it was.
This is a first for every.
I think we had a prank caller one time.
Hmm. Jamie G says, do you think Charles Kelly leaves Tennessee? Rumors maybe Maryland. I can see that. Charles Kelly probably wants to be a defensive coordinator. He's not one here. I can see that possibly happening. We'll see. TWC says, Swain has been getting a lot of love today. I just want to balance it out and tell Swain he sucks. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, TWC.
Please do.
My man. I needed that, man. I need to be humbled. I needed that. I love it. All right, T. Martin is back, folks. It's time to get to work, T. Get on the road, start recruiting, give us some players.
Go get George Pickens.
Let's get it done. Tonight, Tennessee plays Arkansas at home. Do we see another great performance from our Tennessee basketball team? Only time will tell.
Do we see T. Martin?
But whatever happens, we'll be back same time tomorrow, 7 a.m., to talk about it. For Ben McKee, I'm Jason Swain. Hope you have a great, great Tuesday. Peace and love. We are out. I'm coming home.